This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. For the second year in a row, voters in Denver this fall will decide whether to raise taxes on cannabis sales. The My Spark Denver initiative would raise taxes by 4.5% to fund after-school education. But sales are falling in Colorado, and Truman Bradley of the Marijuana Industry Group says the state has grown too dependent on cannabis revenue.
We're still seeing special interests such as My Spark keep trying to go to the well to have cannabis solve all of society's problems. It's just not sustainable.
Colorado cannabis sales have dropped about 35% since the industry's peak in July of 2020. Voters rejected a statewide sales tax increase on last year's ballot. Residents of Aurora may soon be able to raise ducks in their backyards. A proposal allowing single-family homes to keep up to 4 ducks won approval from a city council committee last week. People can already raise chickens in their yards, and the measure would let them keep a total of 8 birds at once. Council members recently rejected a plan to allow pot-bellied pigs at residential properties. The University of Colorado hopes to prepare the first generation of space doctors as the need for astronauts with medical expertise increases as more commercial space travel. The CU Boulder campus and the School of Medicine will offer a 5-year joint master's and medical degree program starting next year. Following 4 years of medical school, students will take a year's worth of aerospace engineering courses. El Paso County Republicans held 2 fundraisers in Colorado Springs over the weekend, and the rival dinner showed a potential divide within the party. One event was at the home of former county party chair Eli Bremer.
The local GOP has not shown that they're going to show support to our candidates, and so this was a way everybody could come together.
Attendees there included Congressman Doug Lamborn. Another Colorado Republican, Lauren Boebert, was a speaker at the El Paso Republican Lincoln Day dinner. That's usually the party's biggest fundraiser of the year. A good chance for rain along the Front Range and across Colorado today and this evening. And continuing tomorrow, temperatures are cooler today with highs around Denver in the 80s. This is CPR News.